joining us this morning is Colorado Springs City Council President Richard Scorneman. Good morning. Good to see you.
Good morning. I didn't sleep much last night.
Did you guys get any damage?
Well, and I don't think so, but boy, it sure was loud.
Yeah, it was very loud.
Yeah, and not much rain, which is unfortunate.
Yeah, we've been talking about that all. It's, you know, moisture.
That's what we need.
That's what we need.
But the liquid kind, not the hard kind.
Not the hard kind. And really, we have a three-week window here. If we can get to the monsoon season, it's supposed to be average this year.
Let's hope.
So let's hope we get more rain.
Well, let's jump right in. Richard, we have a lot to talk about. The camping ordinance. Now, this is an ordinance where it would keep campers from camping within, 100 feet from...
In any stream in the city, and so the idea is to get people away from the stream so that they don't pollute it. Right now, we know that they use it for bathrooms. There's often garbage. It's just not a good thing, given how valuable our water is and the water quality.
Now, when is a vote expected on this?
In 2 weeks.
Okay.
And tomorrow night, Thursday, from 6 to 7:30, something like that, we're going to have a town hall meeting about it because it is controversial. We don't know where the people are going to go if we ban them from 100 feet from the streams. Mm-hmm. And we're not sure it's going to stop the problem in terms of the high E. coli count in Fountain Creek, because until they have a place to go to the bathroom, they may not, they may still use the streams.
So, serious problem,
yeah.
But again, this is a big sanitation issue.
It's a big sanitation issue, and I think that council wants to hear from the public to really understand what all the ramifications are of this.
And staying on the same topic, we've talked about panhandling before, and it's become an issue in Colorado Springs. Recently, the city put up signs in some intersections that basically said, giving money doesn't help. Text this number. How is that working?
Well, it's working. People are giving more to the nonprofits, and that was the hope. Because, when you give a dollar to a panhandler, you're not sure where it's going to be spent. I'm not saying that's all nefarious, but we know sometimes it goes to cigarettes, drugs, alcohol. We're not sure that every panhandler is needy. Nobody is hungry in Colorado Springs, and that's something you should realize, that when they have a sign saying hungry, there's another reason that they're getting money. So the signs say handouts don't help. There's a better way to give. And we're not telling people not to give, but we'd like to give them to have people give to specific organizations that really do a lot of good.
And are those signs still being put up throughout the city?
Yes, and okay. We'd like to put up more. We're having a little bit of trouble putting them up by the highway exits, and that's the place where you see a lot of panhandlers. That's the CDOT. The state owns that property, and we have to work through that. But otherwise, we put them where we thought the panhandlers were, so they would stand under the signs and be noticeable to give in another way.
And let's jump really quick. I mean, it was a huge announcement this week that Cog Railway, we heard originally that it was shut down for maintenance and may never reopen. And then the Broadmoor had to have engineers come from Switzerland, literally, to assess what needed to be done to the cog, to the track. And it looks like it will cost anywhere from $75 to $95 million to fix it, to keep it going. But it looks like cities, organizations, including Manitou Springs and possibly Colorado Springs, are coming together to try and help make this happen.
Well, everybody wants this to happen. This is a huge loss to the community. 300,000 riders a year. And so we're overwhelmed on the Pikes Peak Highway because we have so many extra people this year. We're shuttling people up, and we're trying to figure out how to do it. But the good news is the Broadmoor is willing to step up to the plate on this if the steel prices stay the way they are. Now, that's a big if, because it could get a lot more expensive. They have to rebuild the whole thing, the trains, the tracks, and the station. It's all 127 years old.
I was going to say, and you were saying how old it caught, 127 years old.
Yes, and so, but it's a huge amenity for the community. Plus, when they finish it, it'll be right when we finish the Summit House on the top of Pikes Peak. So that will be a great marriage.
That would be, yes.
And really quick for the city of Colorado Springs to assist, we know that Manitou Springs is moving forward with voting process on how they might help. Would it be like from the LART tax, or what would that possible be?
We're not sure. Okay. Certainly it would be eligible for a LART tax. It's a it's a tourist destination, okay. And but we're not sure. We're helping in every way we can. There's some traffic issues that are related to the incline that we do have responsibility for, that we can help and connects with the cog, and also just to make sure that we're being a good active partner in every way we can. The county has created an enterprise zone, which gives tax advantages to people that are doing this kind of construction. But there's lots of moving parts to this, and hopefully we'll all work together.
Perfect. Should we take a quick break?
Yes, and we will continue with Richard Scorman in a moment, 7:42 on KRDO's Morning News.
This morning we're talking with City Council President Richard Scorman. And Richard, kind of a hot topic that has started with the City Council, and it's about closed sessions. And some are saying can't have those closed sessions. Some of those meetings and discussions need to be in public.
That's right. And we're trying to work this out. In fact, we've directed the city attorney to come back with at least a couple different suggestions for us, either changing our council rules and procedures or the city charter. But the hard part is that you don't want to negotiate in public, because if you do, then who you're negotiating with is going to know what your strategy is. So say you have a negotiation for settlement, and you say to the attorneys you want to, let's go up to $500,000, but hopefully you can come in with something lower. Well, if you say $500,000 and it's public, then that's what the complainant is going to want. And so there is a way that this is about saving money for the city, because we also don't want to get sued all the time. So how we do this is going to be important. We can come out of executive session, have a public vote. But if we're up there on the dais and we're starting to criticize the person who's suing us, we could get sued again. Hmm. So all this is about how to not have the city be sued so much. But we want to be more transparent. And we also want to be able to notify people in these executive sessions what we're talking about. And we don't want to vote in private. We want to vote in public. So that's the wish of council. We're going to hopefully be able to do that.
So it's a balancing act.
It's a balancing act, yeah. But we don't want to also jeopardize city resources because we were foolish to get up on the dais and say something that we shouldn't have said.
And this is now being opened up. It sounds like a decision was made yesterday, correct? This will now be opened up for public discussion at the end of August.
At the end of August. Okay. We actually released a brief today that the city attorney put together about executive sessions. So she put all of her reasons why we have them and what the justifications are. So, you know, we're trying to be as open as we can. I know it's hard. People, you know, think that we're doing this behind closed doors, but we're not.
All right. And also want to let you know, there's a land decision coming up, too. We want to just ask you about real quick, a master plan.
Yeah, well, the Strawberry Fields master plan was already approved, but it's about the other one is the Cheyenne Canyon master plan. Mm-hmm. And that's one that there's been a lot of controversy about. And there's a bigger issue here, and that is, should our parks really be for tourists? Like Garden of the Gods and Cheyenne Canyon, should we promote them that way? Should we try to have as much money as we can go into helping for tourism, or are they parks for the public who live here and residents? And that's really at the crux of this whole issue. I can't go into details because it's quasi-judicial. It's going to come to council in 2 weeks. We hope that the public comes out and tells us what they think. But there's a lot of concerns, traffic, other concerns with Cheyenne Canyon, and people are very passionate about their parks.
Yeah.
They are. It's one of the reasons why we enjoy Colorado.
That's right.
Mr. Scorman, good to see you. If you joined us in the middle of the interview, we will post this on our podcast page at KRDO.com. Go to the radio tab and you can go back and listen to everything. We'll catch you next month. Thank you.
Good. Thank you.
7:51, traffic, weather, 7-day forecast coming up next.